You can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance. Get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
That was something from Major. The track was called Maximum Overture off the Solar Maximum album that came out on Temporary Residence Records. And that's an instrumental prog band featuring the drummer of Zombie. Very similar sounding if you haven't checked them out. And once again, that was released on Temporary Residence Records. And it's a 6-track album called Solar Maximum. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. Going to be on air until midnight tonight, and Got plenty of good tunes lined up for this evening. New stuff from Locrian. Later on, we're going to have some stuff from the CITR Pop Alliance. Stuff from Wolf Eyes. And we'll see what we get to later on. But we're going to get into a little bit of acoustic stuff. So to start it off, we're going to hear something from the Jason Molina tribute album. It's been a couple months since Jason Molina passed away in March, and they just released a benefit album to benefit some of his survivors, like his wife that he left, and it's called Songs Molina. You can check it out at songsmolina.bandcamp.com. It was just released today, and it features a lot of tracks that are either covers of Jason Molina's music or tracks that are inspired or dedicated to him. Features tracks from, let me see, we got stuff from Joel Phelps, one of the guys behind Silkworm, or one of the original guys in Silkworm. He's got a couple tracks on here. Stuff from, a lot of stuff I haven't really heard of, but they're, I guess their stuff has been inspired by Jason Molina's set, so you're going to hear a three-song set coming up right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Lorraine with a cover of Jason Molina's Coxcomb Red.
And I wanted in your heat so bad I could taste the fire on your breath. And I wanted in your storm so bad I could taste the lightning on your breath. I wash you whole, the sun in your while they bled to death. He grew so pale next to you. The world is so pale next to you. You said every road is a good road between the next road and your last road, and every love is your best love, 'cause every love is your last love. And every kiss is a goodbye. I wash you whole, the sun in your arms while he bled to death. He grew so pale next to you. The world is so pale next to you.
got time to be wasted. They've got doom on call, you know. Friday they can't use it. And my half of the settlement will return. Go with this new coat, you are all still be just the agent's tool. Sometimes you gotta sell out if you plan to buy. But Friday night's still sacred. It's not time to be wasted. They've got doom on call, you know. Friday they can't use it. They've got doom on call.
And Saucy Music and Arts Festival in Calgary, Alberta. In 2013, it's saucier than ever. From June 19th to 22nd, independent musical acts, visual artists, filmmakers, and comedians, including the CITR Showcase featuring White Lung, will frolic your amusement at over 30 venues. For more information on schedules, venues, ticket purchases, and more, visit www.sledisland.com. Sled Island is proudly sponsored by CITR.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. Going to be on air until midnight tonight. My name is P-Bone, and if you want to give me a call, 604-822-2487 is the number to call. And don't forget to check out our website, citr.ca, for everything you need to know regarding podcasts, playlists, and different show schedules and stuff like that. Definitely head to citr.ca for all that info. What you just heard was something from Silkworm. Something from the Firewater album that was the closing track, Don't Make Plans This Friday. And just recently, the documentary on Silkworm called Couldn't You Wait was released. Head to couldn'tyouwait.com and you could pick up a version for it for only $5. It covers like the past couple decades of their work and features a lot of different interviews from bands like Pavement, guys from Sun, Shellac and a whole bunch of different great interviews. So definitely check it out. There's some great live footage. And you can get like the $20 version that has a whole bunch of different extra stuff too. So definitely pick it up if you want to hear more about Silkworm. Started in Missoula, I do believe, in the early 90s. And they're originally with a member named Joel Phelps. And after they moved to Seattle, Joel Phelps didn't move with them. He started his own thing. And that's what you heard before that. You heard something from Joel Phelps and the Downer Trio. You heard a track called Emerald City, taken from the Downer Trio album. And at the very top of that set was something from the Songs Molina compilation, Benefit for Jason Molina. You heard a track from a girl named Lorraine. So up next, we're going to change it up a little bit. You'll hear something from Tom Starts Bandit. They're a duo based out of Montreal, and I think they do some stuff in New York. I'm not exactly sure. But they have a new tour tape called the Russian Tour Tape that you're going to hear. You'll hear a track called Ligda. These guys are doing a little bit of a tour right now in Eastern Canada. Tonight they're playing Halifax, and they're going to be doing like Montreal and Toronto, but hopefully later on they'll be doing some West Coast dates. After Ton Starts Bandit, you can hear something from Ketamines. Ketamines are based out of Toronto. Can't Serve Two Masters. You'll hear a track off of that. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Ton Starts Bandit.
Yeah.
got Crohn's and Canadians, so it's likely you know someone with one of these incurable and painful diseases. Show you care by joining us for letsywalk.ca.
My friends, tonight we unveil my most diabolical creation.
CITR 101.9 FM.
10 times more addictive than marijuana. Ooh. To human misery.
Nice to see you.
McPain! McBain, so glad you could make it. Have a salmon puff.
All right.
Back, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Ketamine's. A track was called Cancer of Two Masters off the LP of the same name, and that's about to be released on Southpaw Records as well as Mammoth Cave Records up here in Canada. They're based out of Toronto, but they are originally from Lethbridge. They're going to be playing here in Vancouver June 15th at the Rickshaw Theatre next Saturday. They're also going to be playing Victoria the next day, so definitely check out that show if you haven't. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. It's just after 11. And prior to Ketamine's, you heard something from Ton Start's Bandit, track taken off the Russian tour tape 2013. You heard a track called Ligda. Those guys are based out of Montreal. So we'll keep going with some more stuff. So it's been about 30 years since the release of Stanley Kubrick's. They've recently been compiled in the documentary called Room 237. It was just released, and it's about a two-hour documentary just all on different theories and conspiracy theories behind the movie. From what I hear, some of them are pretty out there, but some of them are actually pretty interesting and plausible. Next Friday, the movie Room 237 is going to be screened at the Rio Theater, along with a double bill featuring the full movie of The Shining. So definitely check it out. It's starting next Friday at 6:30, and I think they might be showing it again on Saturday. But sort of to celebrate the release of the documentary, I decided to play a couple tracks that are related or inspired to The Shining. And you're going to hear something from The Caretaker, And The Caretaker is electronic music from a guy named James Kirby. Makes really lo-fi, scratchy, dusty, ambient music. The Shining is named after the caretaker, Delbert Grady. And it has a really lo-fi ambient music, but it has a really quiet organ in the background. From The Caretaker, you can hear a track from the Persistent Repetition of Phrases album. You'll hear a track called Unmasking Alzheimer's. After that, you'll hear something from The Melvins, kind of their version or cover of the opening track to The Shining. It's called Dies Irae, and it's off the 2008 album called Nude with Boots. You can hear the vinyl version. I have the it's really nice red vinyl that I brought in. But to start it off, this is something from The Caretaker. This track is called Unmasking Alzheimer's.
Movies are a great way to understand the culture and thought process of a generation. And the 7th Annual Taiwanese Film Festival is taking place at the Downtown Vancouver International Film Center from June 14th to 16th. It will be featuring some of the best Chinese films from the small island of Taiwan. Come and experience a different world and get to know more about the many groups of people living in this awesome city. For more details, please visit twff.ca. Again,
with Boot. And prior to that was something from The Caretaker, something from a 2008 album. You can check out everything at caretaker.bandcamp.com. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and you got about 45 minutes left on the program. And let me see, in this next Tree Electronica, well, not super dark, but kind of noisy pop. It's, Trawler just released this album out on Holodeck Records, another record label based out of Austin, Texas. From Trawler, you'll hear a track called Tiger, and then after that, something from Zola Jesus, and after that, something from Naked on the Vague, so kind of my dark electronica set. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Trawler.
Thank you. Max Kane, big time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Taking Turns is a local music showcase that gives emerging talent an opportunity to share the stage with more established artists. Taking Turns happens every third Tuesday of the month at the Very Funky Prop House Cafe, where three local music acts share the stage and play music in the round. This month, Taking Turns presents John Pippus and his acoustic soul folk, Variety's Got Talent finalist John Warkel visiting from Vernon, and multi-instrumentalist and song shaper Melissa Bandura, accompanied by Common Robin. There will also be a raffle and Native Crisis Center, with prizes donated by Bonnerattle Music. For more information, please visit www.takingturns.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was a set of a couple artists released on Sacred Bones Records. That was Naked on the Vague. The track was called Clocks, off the 12 Noons EP, out on the same record label that I mentioned before. Top of that set was Zola Jesus, track taken off the Conatus album. That track was called Hiko Komori, and that was released in 2011 on Sacred Bones Records. And I noticed a lot of the references on Zola Jesus track titles tend to be kind of taken from the Robert E. Howard, Sumeria, Conan universe. So just do a quick searching on that and you'll see a few that come up. Anyways, at the top of the set was something from Trawler. Trawler is based out of Austin, Texas, and you hear the track called Tiger, taken off the Holocene record label, and that was one of the newest releases. I think they're only doing about 300 releases of that that album, so definitely check it out. Holocene.bandcamp.com, I think, is their site. Anyways, we're going to keep going with some more music, and you'll hear something from a Canadian group that have been playing the past couple weeks, U.S. called Gem, out on Fat Cat Records. You'll hear a track off of it called North Accord Bice. But this is their first release on Fat Cat Records, so it's a pretty big move for them. From Pissed Jeans, out on Sub Pop Records. But right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Toronto's U.S. Girls.
Things a man desires.
And that was new stuff from Kelp Records. That was a group called The Flaps. And that was an album called Again. And you heard the song called Mephisto. And prior to that, you heard something from U.S. Girls. The track was called The North album. It's been pretty popular the past few months. And you can hear the sleuth clicks. And then that might take us towards the end of the show, but I'll probably talk to you at least once more before the end. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from the CITR Pop Alliance.
It's about you. And the telephone is ringing, it's an unidentified call. I figured I should answer it, just as no use hiding it all. Who's there? It's your only friend, the one you left in the dust.
Raise the Dead. And prior to that, you heard something from the CITR Pop Alliance album that was called Apocalypse. Please sign the form first. So thanks for tuning in to Canada Post Rock this week. As usual, I couldn't fit in all the vinyl that I brought in, but next week we'll have some more great music coming for you. So great music. Keep it locked for more great music. And I'll leave you this evening from the with something from the new Wolf Eyes album. That's just came into the station. It's called No Answer, Lower Floors. It's out on the New York label called Daystyle Records. From the track, or from the album, you can hear the closing track called Warning Sign, and that'll take you in sometime past midnight. So keep it locked on CITR 80, or 101.9 FM. This is Wolf Eyes.